Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. I want to start off by thanking everyone who attended our annual Cass County 4-H Awards Convention held this past Sunday. We had a great turnout, and it was a great opportunity to be back together again, recognizing our award winners who have supported and participated in the 4-H program in Cass County over the past year. A special shout out to all of our clubs who won awards for their officer books, for participation in club activities throughout the year, and National 4-H Week. Big thanks again to all of those who participated in and supported the Cass County 4-H program throughout the past year. If you are interested in joining Cass County 4-H, again, we encourage you to contact our office or find a club near you and learn more about what the Cass County 4-H program involves. Great way to get experience in leadership, citizenship, communications, and involvement in the community. Want to share an upcoming program that we have coming up here next month in Cass County, but a very important program. The mental health issue here in rural communities is not going away anytime soon. We know that folks in rural areas have higher rates of depression and suicide due to isolation, age, and a variety of other factors. Cass County Extension is hosting a mental health first aid training. This is a suicide prevention program for rural communities scheduled for Thursday, December 16th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. A full day class here at the Cass County Community Center on the fairgrounds. Folks attending mental health first aid can learn to identify, understand, and respond to signs of mental illness and substance use disorders. Training will provide you with skills to reach out and provide support to someone and help connect them to appropriate care. Due to grant funding, this program is free for anyone in rural communities or those who work with youth or ag professionals, and lunch is also included at no cost. You can find more information and register for that training with the flyers in the link on the Cass County Extension website. Of course, you can also give our office a call, 243-1132, and we'd be happy to share more information with you about the Mental Health First Aid Program. And again, that training is coming up here in Cass County on Thursday, December 16th, and we encourage anyone who is interested in being a support system for farmers and others in rural Iowa and Cass County to consider attending that program free of cost. And finally, our yard and garden topic for this week is all of those fallen leaves. The trees are definitely headed towards fall, even though we've had a little bit of a burst of warmer weather here lately. Every autumn, the leaves on deciduous trees fall into our lawn and garden beds. A reminder from our ISU Extension horticulture specialist Aaron Style that collecting and removing every leaf is not necessary, but simply ignoring them isn't always a good option either. Here's a few pieces of advice on how to manage that colorful blanket of leaves each fall. You can just leave fallen leaves in the garden. Leaving them is a good way to support native pollinators and other insects and wildlife. These valuable insects rely on the habitat fallen leaves provide, especially over the winter months. Dead leaves will decompose, creating compost that can improve soil structure and fertility. However, even with all these benefits, it doesn't mean that you can simply let the leaves lie and go unmanaged. If nothing is done, these layers of fallen leaves can cause damage by blocking out light and smothering plants. Often a little redistribution of the leaf layer to prevent a thick mat from forming is all that's needed to prevent this type of damage. If you have an excessively thick layer of leaves greater than 6 inches, you may need to reduce or remove that. Whenever possible, you can move them to a mulched garden area with fewer leaves or create a compost pile to keep all that beneficial organic matter in your yard and put it to good use later. Something else to keep in mind, turf grass plants, which is your lawn, utilize light, water, and nutrients to manufacture food. In the fall, lawn areas beneath large trees are often completely covered. This leaf debris will prevent the grass from manufacturing and storing food prior to winter and can block light that causes areas of the lawn to die back, leaving behind patchy areas of dead grass and making those areas more prone to weeds. If you have a layer of leaves where little or no grass is visible, you'll need to manage that. You can collect leaves by raking, blowing, or using a collection bag on a mower. and then remove them from the lawn and add to a compost pile. You can also manage leaves on the lawn simply by mowing them. Chopping the leaves up with a mulching mower can help return that organic matter to the soil, will greatly benefit your lawn, and for most people is easier than raking and removing. It also keeps them from blowing into your neighbor's yard. Leaves should be chopped into pieces small enough to fall down between the blades of grass. Again, we don't want them moving around. You want to keep all that beneficial nutrients in your lawn. When finished, very little leaf debris should be visible on the lawn surface. Mowing is best done when the layer of leaves is thin and dry, so if you're going to take this approach, you should mow often throughout the fall. If the leaf layer is thick, you may have to mow over an area more than once to achieve the desired size to filter down into the grass layer and provide that mulch for the lawn over the winter. Similarly, if you have fallen leaves in the flower beds, leaves are an excellent resource for the garden. They break down and add organic matter and nutrients, and they can also act as a mulch, suppressing weeds and helping maintain consistent soil moisture. They can also help insulate the ground over the winter and protect your perennials from extreme cold temperatures. For the most part, leaves in perennial beds, especially under shrubs and other mulched areas, do not need to be removed during the winter. Even thick layers of leaves will break down over the winter, leaving you with an inch or two of mulch the following spring. It is beneficial to keep a thick mat of leaves from forming over the crowns of perennial plants, so it's okay to cover the roots, but you don't want to completely cover the plant. You should also keep leaves off evergreen perennials, such as creeping phlox or Lenten rose. And away from the base of any trees and shrubs is also beneficial, as you don't want to create that freeze-thaw that will build up layers of ice between the leaves and potentially damage the plants. Again, this may require a little redistribution of the leaves away from areas that are thick to other areas of the garden that have a light layer of leaves. If you do want to collect and dispose of leaves, you have several options. If you can, keep this valuable organic resource on site by adding to a compost pile and creating that black gold to use in your garden for next year. You can compost leaves whole or shredded to help them create a compost faster. If you don't have a compost pile, you can still pile leaves in a back corner of the garden out of the way to produce a leaf mold. This is partially decomposed leaf matter that can be used like mulch throughout the garden. A pile of leaves around 3 feet tall and wide will turn into a leaf mold over a period of 1 or 2 years, and again, shredding these leaves will allow that to happen faster. If composting in your own garden is not an option, you can always bag those leaves and take them to a city or commercial composting facility. You should avoid the use of plastic bags and should not send leaves to the landfill, as they will not be broken down as quickly. Burning leaves is also an option, but not typically a desirable one. Many of the beneficial nutrients are lost when burnt, and also it is illegal to do so, especially in many towns, as it releases irritants and particulate matter into the air that can pose health risks. If high winds are around, burning leaves can also be dangerous. So when conditions are too dry or windy, or if it's illegal in your area, consider composting either on or off site. For more information on upcoming programs, joining the 4-H program here in Cass County, or resources for your yard, garden, and other household items, be sure to give us a call here at the Cass County Extension Office, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at our website, or stop by 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, or follow our Facebook page. Till next time, I am Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.